Nebraska real estate headlines. Nebraska agent commission rates, what the latest data shows. A new breakdown reveals average real estate commission rates and city-by-city commission details for agents working across Nebraska. Understanding regional commission benchmarks helps Nebraska agents price their services competitively and negotiate with confidence. Review the full commission breakdown for your market at CalibriRealEstate.com. Nebraska Real Estate Headlines, Nebraska Taxes Online, new digital hub for property tax payments. Nebraska property owners and real estate professionals can now search and pay property taxes through a dedicated online portal. Real estate professionals in NE can streamline client transactions and verify tax status instantly without in-person county visits. Bookmark htnebraskataxesonline.us/ to share with clients during closings and annual tax seasons. Nebraska Real Estate Headlines. Omaha commission rates hold at 5.84%, what any agents should know for 2026. A February 2026 survey of local agents found that 5.84% is the average real estate commission rate in Nebraska. Any real estate professionals can use this benchmark to position their services competitively and guide client conversations on fees. Review the full Omaha commission breakdown at DAICS. listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/Nebraska-Omaha/. Nebraska Real Estate Headlines. NE commission rates edge above national average, 2026 survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local agents found the average real estate commission in Nebraska is 5.84%, exceeding the national average of 5.7%. Local professionals should note that any sellers may face higher commission expectations than in other markets, affecting listing conversations and competitive positioning. Review the full Nebraska commission data at the source link to benchmark your own rates. Nebraska Real Estate Headlines. Cass County Assessor Office, NE Real Estate Pros resource for property valuation. The Cass County Assessor's Office, led by Sasha Fry, maintains a mission dedicated to establishing fair property assessments. Accurate property assessments from the Cass County Assessor directly affect valuations, tax liabilities, and transaction negotiations for real estate professionals operating in this NE market. Review assessment practices and contact information at www.casscountyne.gov/county-assessor. Nebraska Real Estate Updates. NE County Assessor GIS links now available on nebraskamap.gov. NebraskaMap.gov provides links to county assessor GIS systems, which are hosted by third-party vendors rather than the state. Real estate professionals in NE rely on county assessor GIS data for property boundaries, valuations, and ownership records, essential to transactions and due diligence. Access county-specific GIS tools at www.nebraskamap.gov/pages/county-assessor-GIS and direct technical issues to the respective vendor. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks, the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entities selling and buying must match. missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.